At what point are you allowed to talk after making a bracha on food? For example, you make aged on an apple, and you put the apple in your mouth, you start chewing, are you allowed to talk then? Do you have to wait till you swallow? So Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to talk in between Birchas Hanenin and eating. So if you talk, you have to be Chozer Mavarech. You have to go back and make a new bracha. But at what point is it considered no longer, you know, that you have fulfilled your eating and therefore you don't have to go back and be Chozer Mavarech? So Shulchan Aruch, later on, says, in Reish Yud, says, at least according to one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person tastes something without swallowing it, it does not require a bracha. Okay, so it appears from here that you should be allowed to talk only after you've swallowed, because swallowing is the main thing which is mechayev you a bracha. So says the Shua that if you talk while you're still chewing, before you swallow anything, you don't need to repeat the bracha. The Magen Avraham, though, appears to ask on the Shua, that we just said in later Shulchan Aruch says that you can taste food without swallow. You could taste food without having to make a bracha as long as you don't swallow. So that seems to imply that swallowing is the key act, and therefore you must ideally swallow before talking. So therefore the Shua and Magen Avraham conclude, or at least the Magen Avraham concludes, that it's tzarich in whether you need a new bracha. And the Machatzis HaShakel explains that the entire Magen Avraham is really the opinion of the Shua, meaning both the Shua and the Magen Avraham hold b'di'evid. If you talk when you're still chewing, but before you've actually swallowed any food, no new bracha is required. The Al Yerabah disagrees and says, no, that according to the Magen Avraham, you must be Chozer Umavarech if you talk before you are swallowing. So it's a machlokes Shua and El Yerabah. If a person is chewing but does not swallow yet, and he talks, does he need to make a new bracha? Now the Mishnah Berurah says don't talk until you swallow, but if you do, tzarich in if you need to make a new bracha. It means that doesn't seem to be taking a side of this machlokes. The Shaar Tzion says even though El Yerabah says you need a new bracha, he cites others who rule that no new bracha is required since chewing is the first step of eating or swallowing. So therefore, if you're still, as long as you're chewing, you've fulfilled your eating aspect or are on your way to fulfilling your eating aspect, and therefore you don't need to make a new bracha. Aruch HaShulchan likewise paskins suffik brachos lahakel. Now, the Bir Halacha says, well, I don't get it. You know, Shulchan Aruch later on was pretty clear that chewing is nothing until you swallow. So how are we going to understand that no new bracha is required if you talk before you swallow? So says the Bir Halacha, well, it's a different case. And later on in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yod was talking about when you were intending only to spit it out. You were intending to chew it and then spit it out. There, yes, that no bracha is required because your whole intent was just to chew it and then spit it out. In our case, though, where you make a bracha, you chew the apple, you talk, and then you plan on swallowing the apple. Chewing is the beginning step of the swallowing, so the bracha already was satisfied by the chewing. Now, the Bir Halacha concludes anyway, according to Chai Adam, as long as you swallow taste, you're not Chozer Mevarach. So therefore, the Halacha Omaisa, you don't need to be Chozer Mevarach. You don't make a new bracha if you talk while you are chewing. Now, the Shua, another way to explain the Shua is in the Sefer Seder HaBrachos. He says, what's the reason why you can't have a hefsek between the bracha and eating in general? So he cites the Beis Yosef. He says, because otherwise it won't be clear, it's not nicker, it's not recognizable that the bracha is going on the eating. But if you put the apple in your mouth and you start chewing, so everyone sees that the bracha that you made was on the eating, yes, you haven't swallowed it yet, but you would be allowed to talk, at least b'di'evit at that point, you wouldn't be Chozer Mevarech, because it's clear now that the bracha was on the eating. Piskei Tshuvas also cites the Machlokas, whether you're allowed to answer Amen or Kaddish or Kedusha when you're just chewing, but before swallowing. And he says the best dates is at least swallow quickly. Rabbi Avadi Yosef also talks about a different case where you have a sucking candy. There he says it's room to be lenient because that you could talk even after you just suck some of the sucking candy or the liquid, because since the entire point of the sucking candy is to suck it, it's not to chew it, it's a different case. Now, how much do you need to swallow with l'charchila? Shulchan Aruch seems to say you only need to swallow a small amount to be mechayev bracha. And however, the Shua seems to say that you need to eat a kezayis. So the Al Yerabah proves that you don't ideally need to swallow a kezayis, because you make your mechayev to make a hamotzi even on less than a kezayis. So how can you say that you need to swallow kezayis? You can make a hamotzi and only eat a little bit, and you'll be yotzi or hamotzi. So surely, ideally, you don't need to eat a kezayis. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says you should try to eat a kezayis before you talk. Although the stipler was not makbid on eating a full kezayis. So halacha l'maisa, best answer is don't talk. Ideally, says the Mishnah Berurah, unless there's a shasad chak, you should really eat a full kezayis before you talk. At least you should swallow a full kezayis. If you're not going to eat a full kezayis, at least swallow a little piece of food, and then you're allowed to talk. And if you talk while you're still chewing, according to many, you do not need to make a new bracha.